What kinds of ideas did you hear?
Oh, everything. From, you know, how to do a better job filling potholes to filling the gaps where, you know, you have some bike lanes and then they disappear, to training, bike safety, tourism, providing more access to bridges like the Corkstown Bridge we have here, and maybe have another one at Fifth Avenue and Clegg, link the Glebe and Old Ottawa East, to putting in a traffic plan for cycling. I found this interesting, where you would actually have contemplated an express route for bikes to get through traffic, and they've done this in Europe and in the States. And a very interesting proposal from a national perspective, which I'm fully in support of, is to have built into infrastructure monies for roads that there is dedicated money for cycle, for all of the infrastructure that's required for supporting cyclists. So it's not just roads that you'd have to have in the any plans for expansion of roads or infrastructure in cities when it comes to roads, that you would have to have a component would be cycling. They're doing this in the States, and it's something I'd like to see. I think, you know, if we had that kind of support and sustainable support, we could really do a lot to improve the opportunities for people to cycle, and they would. It's one of those, you know, situations where build it and they will come, build it, they will ride.
Right. Yeah. I get the feeling that last study you touched on is sort of one of the more tangible things that maybe came out of this.
Yes, absolutely. There are many different little things that can be done, and certainly we'll push those. But, you know, I'd like to see the federal government, and that's, you know, more near goes when I had this press conference, was to have the federal government, you know, be deliberate and support, you know, infrastructure for cycling in the monies that it dispenses to municipalities and provinces. And interestingly enough, this has become something that others have been pushing as well. And just this past Monday, in fact, my colleague from BC, Nathan Cullen, had a contest amongst young people to write legislation that they thought should be passed in the parliament, and it was a contest he'd run in his riding. And one of the winners from that contest was a young kid in elementary school who wanted to see federal infrastructure money put into cycling. Nathan helped him write a private member's bill, which Nathan tabled and I seconded on Monday. So there's an interesting convergence there. This was happening out in BC, and separately, Nathan and I hadn't really talked about it and had the summit. There's been, of course, the work in Toronto where Jarvis Street is now being dedicated for cycling. That was just passed this week. I met with the Dutch ambassador here last week, and we were supposed to be talking about, and we did, about things like Afghanistan, etc. We spent half our meeting talking about cycling. And he has just been involved in an initiative here in Ottawa with Councillor Doucette on promoting cycling with the City of Ottawa. So all of these things are kind of converging. And for sure, I'm going to be pushing, you know, seeing federal money that is invested from for infrastructure have a component of that be for cycling. Absolutely.
Some listeners might be listening to this and saying, why is the host talking to a member of parliament when it's supposed to be a hyper-local news show about what's happening just on the block? But these seem like examples of things that really will affect people as soon as they leave their doorstep.
Oh, no question. And in fact, I've found a lot of the work that I've done, you know, since being elected, certainly has a connection to the federal level, but it's most of the things that I've been able to push and achieve have been local. I mean, the Gatineau Park bill that hopefully will be tabled any day now. I did some work on efficient lighting, which, you know, arguably is, you know, a household issue, to issues around, you know, bottled water, etc. Those ideas came from people in my neighborhood or people in my community. They weren't ideas that I, you know, came up with by myself. It was in partnership with people. And I've always found that if you want to find out what's going on and what, you know, where the solutions are, you go to your community associations, you know, talk to people in your community, and that's where you're going to find a lot of really good ideas, and you tap into what the key issues are. And often they apply at the national level. I mean, this issue, you know, as I was mentioning to someone on the weekend, this applies to small towns as well as big cities. You know, when you reference the opportunities for small towns to invigorate tourism, when you look at the whole Go Local movement, and tourism is certainly, you know, going that way as we find it more expensive and not as environmentally sound to fly all over the place, and security issues, it's really important. And so, yeah, these are things that I go out my front door, and I can find things that are relevant certainly at the national level in my own neighborhood.
I wonder, most of the people at the summit, were they, the residents, I mean, mm-hmm. were they from Ottawa Centre?
You know, at one point we were going to ask people to put up their hand where they're from, because we wanted them to push the issue of some of the municipal issues with their councillor. We didn't get an opportunity to do that, but just by walking around and chatting with people, certainly a majority of them were from Centre Town, but from Ottawa Centre, but there were an awful lot of people from outside the riding. And that was an indication to me that, you know, this wasn't a parochial issue at all. This was something that was genuine interest from people right across the city.
So what do you do next? What's the next step?
Right. So we've got the incredible amount of information, ideas, suggestions. We're going to put a report together, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, have it done, and put it out on the web, on my website. And and then see who's interested in following up with these issues. You know, the point of doing this summit in the way you did it is to have it citizen-driven. So they, you know, the citizens came together to talk about the issues that matter to them and some of the ideas they have. And so hopefully out of it we'll be able to get a group, a steering committee, if you will, a working group to push these issues at the various levels of government. And from the feedback we got at the summit, there's enough people that would be interested in doing that. And some of the people, you know, Cycle Vision Ottawa, which is a group that's looking at cycling in Ottawa, Citizens for Safe Cycling, Ecology Ottawa, they're all interested. But then there's just, the everyday person who just wants to see some improvements will want to get involved. So we'll do the report, see who's interested in pushing this to get some results, and then see what happens.
Well, Paul, thanks for taking time to talk on Around the Block, and hopefully we'll have you back soon.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.